Welcome into Amateur Hour, and we are talking with Kyle Dykoff. He's a part of the Bluffton Braves team that is one Section 14C. And just talk a little bit about this team, kind of what's the makeup of the 2023 Bluffton Braves?
We got a good mix of veterans, and we also have some guys that are playing at the college or even pro level, and also a handful of kids that are coming out of high school and finishing up Legion. So it's a good mix of baseball players that have mixed well together, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of a good baseball team like we have in Bluffton.
And it's been, you know, multiple years, and you guys had a good run in the state tournament last year. But just for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the history of Bluffton Braves baseball, if you can. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here, but just when did Bluffton Braves baseball start, and kind of what's its presence been like in the community?
Bluffton baseball is huge in Bluffton. It's been around forever. I couldn't tell you the exact year off the top of my head, but we're fortunate enough to have Terry Geiser as our coach over in Bluffton, who mans the ship. He's the one that's there watering the grass, taking care of the fields, the schedules, all the stuff that comes with running a baseball team, and fortunately us players get to show up on Sundays and enjoy the family atmosphere, the game of baseball, which we obviously all have a passion for, but the community gets involved. Everybody's there and is supporting us. We often have the biggest crowd wherever we play, and that's coming from the smallest town. So it is pretty exciting. It's fun to be a part of, and we're truly blessed to have what we do here in Bluffton for baseball for a long, long time.
And so what's this year's team been like? You kind of talked about the makeup of it a little bit, but what's been the strength? Has it been the pitching? Has it been the hitting? Has it just kind of been timeliness? What has been really the strength of this year's Bluffton Braves team?
I think it's our depth. We have had some guys coming and going, whether it be injuries, whether it be Northwoods League, Legion commitments, and all those categories where we've had guys coming and going, and we've still been able to put a good baseball team out there every Sunday and be competitive all the way through the season. And it's been kind of nice here at the end of the year with that depth. It makes it pretty tough to make a decision on a lineup when we have the depth we do, but we're fortunate that we've had that, and it pays off, especially on Saturday when we had to play four games in one day.
Yeah, and you know, just talk about that section run that you guys had coming through and taking the crown here this year and getting that first round bye in the state tournament. What was it during that region play that really got you guys going and just kind of clicked?
Yeah, there's just something about region playoffs and amateur baseball. It's special. Fans show up. The intensity ramps up for all the teams. And we took a loss there to York Mills, a great rivalry that we've had for years. But we were able to kind of bounce back and play some great baseball. A lot of guys were cramping up by the third and fourth game. I think I seen our tweet probably said it best, is young boys were playing like old men and old men were playing like young boys. And that kind of puts Saturday in a nutshell.
Yeah, and to get that win, to win the region, obviously you and New York Mills are both going to represent the region in the state tournament. But getting that first round bye, really important, and you also got the opportunity to draft a little bit. Talk about your draft picks and just kind of how they're going to help out your team.
Yeah, you hit that on the nose, CJ. Winning the region and getting that first round bye is the equivalent of a state tournament win. Puts you into a scenario where you have a weekend off to rest up, and then also put you into the next round, and then And then to be able to draft a pitcher first overall like Colby Kizer. Colby's been drafted by us before. Great kid, great family, comes from baseball over there in Sabika, and he's a competitor. He had a great season in the Northwoods League, and we're fortunate to add him to our team, and we enjoy having him. So we're looking forward to having him in the toolbox as we head down to state.
And so now as you get ready going down to the state tournament, you guys have been there before, but describe it to people who haven't been down there, because I've just heard nothing but great things and awesome baseball environment. Where is the state tournament and just what is it like to be down there?
Well, we're scheduled to play in Litchfield. There's a number of locations there with Dassel, and it's the environment is unlike anything else that sports provides. It's guys anywhere from 16 to 40, sometimes older, competing at a high level in the game of baseball. And no other state has what we have in Minnesota in state amateur baseball. And you'll see guys gather from towns all over the state that just have a passion for the game. The stands are packed with just baseball people, and it's something that if you haven't had the opportunity that everybody should go check out once, because it really is neat and fun to be a part of.
And last question for you here. How important is it to have that experience in the state tournament before? As you guys won a couple games last year, how important is it to have that experience this year as you try and make another run?
Yeah, I think it's really important as the first time you go to a state tournament. A lot of people can be a little starstruck, or are we out of our league? And now that we've gone a number of years in a row and we've proven that we can go down there and win some games, which is a tough thing to do, we know that we can go compete and we can play with anybody. So I think that's the biggest thing with what we have for veterans that, hey, guys, we can do this. Let's go down there and play our game, and we're going to be all right.
We're talking with Kyle Dykoff. He's a part of the Bluffton Braves team that won Region 14C and is on their way down to the state tournament. And one more thing before I let you go, Kyle, why don't you just tell everybody, know it's kind of up in the air who you play yet, but just kind of those two teams that you're expected to play and if you know anything about them.
It's either going to be Monticello or Raymond. We have a little insight on Raymond and some of their players that we've ran into in prior years, either at amateur or high school level. I don't know a whole lot about Monticello. I'm guessing by the time we play on the 25th of August, our younger guys that are social media savvy will probably have both teams down to a T, and we'll probably know their lineup by the time we show up on the 25th. So we'll get the insight and we'll see where we're at come Friday the 25th.
You know, I kind of hope you guys have to play Monticello just to the fact that we could have Bluffton play a town like Monticello, and that's just kind of the fun part of amateur baseball, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We matched up with Sartell a few times in the past, and it just sounds funny putting those two towns side by side with the population difference there.
Great to talk with you, Kyle. Best of luck with you and the Bluffton Braves team down at the state tournament.
Thanks again, as always, CJ. Take care.